Now, Roger McDonald grew up in country New South Wales before heading to Sydney with his family. Much of his writing in fiction and non-fiction is of life in the bush and is often historical. In 1976, his first novel was 1915, set, of course, during the First World War. Roger McDonald has written seven novels since, including the 2006 Miles Franklin Award winner, The Ballad of Desmond Cale. His latest novel, When Colts Ran, is a complex panorama of rural Australian masculinity from World War II to the present day. It proves to be a sometimes difficult but rewarding read for our reviewer, Patricia Maunder.
It's no surprise that Roger McDonald's latest novel began as a series of unrelated short stories about boys and men struggling to understand their purpose in life. A chapter or two of When Colts Ran is dedicated to one character, then he may disappear for a couple of hundred pages. Later, his mate or his son might take centre stage for a while. The links that hold them together, friendships, affairs, blood relations, chance, are complex. Sometimes they're disturbingly oblique, stretching to breaking point from one apparently minor episode to something quite profound many pages and years later. Although he drifts in and out of the book, the one character who somehow connects everyone is Kingsley Colts, or Colts as he's universally known. We first meet him during World War II, up to the kind of mischief that quickly leads to expulsion from school. He takes a job at a remote sheep station lined up by his adopted father, the larger-than-life Dunk Buckler, World War I hero, womaniser and bigot. Offstage, Colt serves in Papua New Guinea, then settles in the fictional New South Wales sheep farming region of Isabel, where much of the story unfolds. After the war, we jump from decade to decade to the present day, Colt straying further and further from his youthful promise. An orphan in his adopted father's shadow who lurches from drunkenness to sobriety and back, from affairs to lovelorn loneliness. Virtually all the characters we meet drifting through and past his life are boys and men who ineptly try to define themselves in the course of their ultimately tragic lives. There's the man whose barely expressed love for Colts prompts a rift that, despite his prosperity, leaves him hollow. Colt's boss, a bloke who struggles to understand his role in a household of women. The man whose vicar father was left a quadriplegic from a rugby match refereed by Colts. He turns to science for meaning, only to have his life cut short by disease. The few women who have any page time to speak of, Dunk Buckler's wife, his mistress, the woman Colts has a lengthy affair with, for instance, all suffer from the selfish, misguided behaviour of the men in their lives, but somehow fight through misfortune to become symbols of resilience, albeit marginal ones. This large and disjointed cast of characters is one reason why When Colts Ran is not a novel for dipping in and out of, despite many chapters resembling self-contained short stories. Forget some seemingly minor character or incident, and you may be left flailing. It also requires close attention because McDonald's language can be as dense, sometimes as unyielding as diamonds, but in its tough kind of poetry also as beautiful. He constantly makes demands on readers, right down to the frequent references to what was common knowledge in Australia, particularly rural Australia, many decades ago. Eon Idris, eye ties, and Onkaparinga blankets, for example. Are they important? Probably, if Roger McDonald is the author. This will challenge young and urban readers, but for non-Australians, When Colts Ran may well be frustratingly impossible to fathom. The occasional extremity of its obtuseness, in structure and in meaning, is probably a flaw, but the more you give yourself to this book, the more it gives back. Drawing all those narrative threads together, or as many as I can hold on to and tie up, cracking words and sentences open to scoop out the richness of their meaning is deeply rewarding. Because while McDonald may favour Australian icons such as war veterans and sheep stations as his subjects, his treatment of them is quite the opposite of shallow jingoism. Ultimately, When Colts Ran is a subtle debate between the material and the spiritual, the real and inner worlds of its menfolk. This is epitomised by what McDonald describes as the desperation landscape that is so important to the story. It's both the source and inhibitor of income, and the means to either inspire or crush men's souls. The fact that all of them want to leave their mark on mighty and capricious Mother Nature, to subdue, exploit, or understand her, hints at why their lives are so tragically wasted.
Patricia Maunder there, reviewing Roger MacDonald's latest novel called When Colts Ran. It's published by Random House.